And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens talking to my friend Carol Stiles, executive director for the time being at Stroke Awareness Oregon. Speaking of word salad, I mean, have you ever seen that happen? Have you witnessed a stroke?
I have not seen it happen. I've heard stories from people who've observed it in a spouse or a loved one, and it's pretty shocking for them.
It's got to be scary, right?
Oh,
all of a sudden, your loved one is just speaking nonsense. I mean, the words don't even, they're not even sentences that make sense, right?
No. It's just babble or word salad, we call it.
Sure.
Just words. What's interesting, too, is with there's another kind of stroke called a transient ischemic stroke, which can happen in like 30 seconds. And loss of speech is something that happens with a TIA.
Wow.
If you get a TIA, you go to the hospital right now.
I mean, immediately. Well, all these, it's right now.
Exactly.
But that's even more right now.
Yeah, that's a precursor of a big one.
Okay.
Yeah.
But thanks to science, we're making some progress.
We are.
Right?
We are indeed. Yes.
Do you know, is there a way to gauge what kind of impact you guys have had in the state of Oregon?
It's really interesting. We don't get the success stories that we would like to get from people who've heard our stuff. We do get individual stories, but I can tell you how many support groups we do, how many people we've impacted with support groups. And we have support groups that are online, and we get people from Hawaii and New York and all over the place who join up. Because when somebody has a stroke, it's a very isolating experience.
Sure.
Especially if there's, well, first of all, it's just shocking. You don't trust your brain anymore. For one thing, if there are disabilities, I mean, there's all sorts of ways the brain can be injured through a stroke. So it could be physical disabilities. It could be aphasia, which is the inability to speak. You got the words in your brain, but you can't get them out your mouth.
Sure.
And then there's physical issues, medical issues that go along with it. So one of the issues that happens with people who have stroke is A, the fear of what's going to happen next, B, the shock, because your brain is already injured.
Yeah.
So you have to process that. And then just the realization that your life is different.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Wow. Which I would think would make these support groups and this peer-to-peer stuff that you do very valuable to people that have suffered a stroke.
Thank you. Exactly. As a way to respond to the mental health issues that are very common with people who have had stroke and depression and anger and the emotional things, because sometimes you lose the ability to emotionally regulate as well, and you have to relearn that. So we have created support groups. We have several support groups online, including the one I spoke about earlier. But we have a men's support group, too. It started out in person during COVID, just go have a beer and talk things over.
Sure.
As we talked about before, men process differently. So that is now online. We have a caregiver support group, because being a caregiver is the hardest job you never applied for.
Oh, I bet. Right, because a lot of times this is a family member or somebody.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes, stroke is a family affair.
Sure.
It impacts the whole family.
Yeah.
And then we have an in-person support group, where people locally can come and get together. And that group is amazing to me. I walk by when they're having the meeting and they're laughing and then they're crying and they're just helping each other. And then we have a young person support group. One of our stroke survivors, who was a young woman, said, "My issues are different than being retired. I have a job, I have a husband, I have this, I have that.
Sure.
So I need some support." And that's very successful as well.
Can you find out about all these different support things that you guys do at the website?
You absolutely can. In fact, you can go to our website, do the drop down where it says support groups, and it will tell you times, days, and the Zoom link or the location.
Okay.
It's really easy. You can also sign up on our website to get notifications about meetings and get our newsletter.
The website is strokeawarenessoregon.org. We'll give that again in just a few minutes. We promised to talk about how January, which is a mental health month, could tie into our message today.
Well, absolutely. As I said before, having a stroke changes so many things. And one of the outcomes is depression, grief, the loss of what my life was before, and see trying to define what my life is going to be and my relationship. So oftentimes people get very isolated. And they don't have anybody to talk to that they think understands. So we have the support groups, but we also have a project called Peer to Peer, and we have trained volunteers, and those volunteers are people who've had a stroke and they're way down the road in their journey.
Oh.
And they are specifically trained to come alongside people who are fairly new in their stroke journey.
Because they can kind of help you discover, well, here's what you need to be ready for. This is what's going to happen.
They just get it.
Wow.
And it's a wonderful program. And again, our website, or give us a call. And the hospital works really well with us, by the way. We go in and to the inpatient rehab and talk to people and let them know that they're not alone, as well as, of course, they've done a fabulous job treating stroke.
Before we wrap things up for this interview, Carol, Stroke Awareness Oregon goes beyond the state of Oregon. This is not something that everybody's doing. Is that right?
That is correct. We're the only nonprofit in Oregon doing this kind of work. And we are finding through our support groups and people doing searches online, there is a real need. In fact, there's a group in, I think it's New Jersey, that just started Stroke Awareness New Jersey, I think.
Really?
Yeah, having heard about us.
Well, that's good. You guys are making a difference all over the place.
You know, I was talking with my staff about that today, and I know we're saving lives. And I'd love to hear stories if anybody wants to call and tell me stories.
And they can get your contact information on the website as well?
Yeah, they can just call the phone number, 541-323-5641. Okay.
All right, 541-323-5641. We've been talking to my friend Carol Stiles from Stroke Awareness Oregon. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Dave.
Here's that website one more time. It's strokeawarenessoregon.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.